Hey there, travelers. My name's Kai, and welcome to the Proudly Radical podcast. It has been a fairly typical day in the life of an American with some level of chronic health issue or complicated health issue. I am not unique in what has happened to me today, but it happened to me. So let's talk about it. I have a chronic condition, and it requires a very specific medication, and that medication does not come cheaply, and I have two insurances. I have a primary and a secondary insurance, and you're probably saying to yourself, well, surely that between two insurances, it must, you know, be covered to a certain extent, and you know, I'd think so as well. But due to changes in certain bullshit, it's all contractual corporate nonsense. It's all just bullshit. Essentially, when I went to fill my prescription this year, at the beginning of the year, my deductible resets, of course, and so my primary insurance leaves me holding the bag for $1,500. Well, that's what the secondary insurance is for, correct? Pick up the rest of that tab. Yeah, well, my primary insurance requires me to use their specialty pharmacy because vertical integration. And let's face it, they're blood-sucking leeches that should be burned from the ass of humanity. And I do mean burned. That's not an analogy. So their specialty pharmacy, primary insurance number one, their specialty pharmacy refuses to cooperate or run or work with my secondary insurance. So what the fuck am I supposed to do? So I call the secondary insurance. What the hell? What the fuck is this about? I mean, you know, I can't be dealing with this. So secondary insurance. I spent 2.5 hours on the phone being bounced around and ended up with the secondary insurance and then their specialty pharmacy. And the secondary insurance was pretty sure that, you know, benefits were coordinated from their side and that we just had to set up my prescription with their specialty pharmacy because secondary insurance has their own fucking specialty pharmacy. And so get transferred over to them eventually, and it's a matter of, well, you don't have a profile or you don't have a profile or a prescription set up with us, so we need to set up your profile today and then get your doctor to fax over the prescription, and then, you know, okay. So call back tomorrow around the same time. I forgot to call yesterday, so I called today. They were still just processing the prescription. I had to wait on the line for the guy to fucking process it. Does it? He says, yeah, I can't run this. I'm like, what? He says, oh, yeah, no, the primary insurance rejects it as soon as it touches our system. And if I try and run it without the primary insurance, the secondary is aware of the primary. And they say, you know, it has to be run through the primary insurance first. What? Okay, so let me get this straight. I have a primary and a secondary insurance. They both require me to use their specialty pharmacies. Even though I could go down to Walgreens or CVS, and they will carry this medication. It's that simple. I can get this from a Walgreens or CVS, but neither of these insurance companies will allow you to use those sorts of facilities to fulfill tier 3 or above drugs because they fucking tiered everything as well. And so primary requires me to use their specialty pharmacy. Secondary requires me to use their specialty pharmacy. Neither of these companies will work with each other. They refuse each other's coverage, whatever. So what the fuck am I supposed to do? I'm left holding the fucking bag here for $1,500 because my shithead insurance number one resets the deductible, which a couple of years ago, they split the deductible, of course. It used to be just one $3,000 deductible at the beginning of the year. Now it's two $3,000 deductibles, one for procedures and one for medications, because fuck you, that's why. So what the hell am I supposed to do until my deductible's covered and they actually start picking up the tab again? I have turned to copay assistance. I forget the name. It's copay assistance. I want to say, copay relief. Copay.org. Copays.org. They're a patient advocate foundation. They're generally privately funded. It's just people looking out for people at that point. And that, you know, of course I go to call them and, you know, it's 1 o'clock on the East Coast and it's, you know, I get to, our hours are to 4 p.m. on Fridays. Fuck, I got to call on Monday. This is not the kind of medication that you want to run out of. Let's just put it that way. Luckily I have a back stock, but this is what it is. If I didn't have that back stock bottle, I'd be running out of medication. There are potential bad consequences to that. And it's not like I'm not insured. I have two insurance companies. And still, I can't get fucking coverage. Truly, truly burn it to the ground and start over. Just start from scratch. The American healthcare system is dog shit. It's not even dog shit, because even dogs like to eat dog shit. There's redeeming qualities. Dog shit can be used as fertilizer. You can, you know, you compost it, turn it into fertilizer. It'd be great. Dog shit has a use. Dog shit can contribute to society and the world. The American healthcare system as a whole is just toxic garbage. It deserves to be thrown into the sun, and anybody who defends it with them. Anybody who's profiting from this, and I don't mean the workers, I don't mean the nurses, I don't mean, you know, it's, but all of those middlemen, all of those organizations need shut down, and there needs to be tribunals, there needs to be hearings and committees, and there needs to be real fucking punishments doled out. How dare these sociopathic monsters just, because that's what they're telling me is, oh, well, can you afford the $1,500 a month? No? Yeah, fucking die, whatever. We don't care. Not our problem. Never mind the fact that you're paying for this insurance and this other insurance. That's insane. Like, I have primary and secondary insurance, and I still can't get them to fucking cover shit because capitalist competition, they've segmented their own marketplaces, they've got established regional monopolies. It's utter insanity. And if you try and tell anybody from any other developed nation about this, their eyes gloss over. I've had these conversations. Their eyes just sort of hit this like 1,000-yard stare moment. And they're like, how is that even possible? Why would it work that way? That makes no sense. Yeah, you're telling us. I had a conversation with, you know, Mike today about this, and it's mind-boggling. Even he couldn't wrap his head around it, and he's well-versed in the intricacies of American fucktardery. And it's like, but man, you've got two insurances. And yeah, no, they won't work with each other. There's nothing like, you know, it's tweet goes around occasionally, you know, no, I don't want to help. I don't want to pay for other people's health care. I'd rather pay for other people's health care and a middleman in the middle, a blood-sucking middleman as well. It's Americans. What the fuck is wrong with you people? Why are we still fighting this fight? How is this not just rallied us? It is stunningly terrible. The things that I have encountered in our healthcare system, and this is the thing, is I grew up in the healthcare system. My mom has been a nurse for over 50 years. I grew up in hospitals, visiting her every day, running around on some of the floors in some of the administrative areas. I mean, you couldn't get away with this today, but, you know, in the 80s, you could. And I went to a doctor not that long ago. I was due to dietary changes and dietary restrictions over a long period of time, and then a recent dietary change. I've become vegan recently. Not a moral thing. Not a moral thing. I'm doing it for just to see if it can improve my neuropathy or my general health or well-being in some way, shape, or form. I'm not a moral vegan. I have no problem taking down an animal in the wild and eating it. It's not a thing. So I suspected I had low iron levels. You know, I mean, there's ferritin saturation. There's a few metrics for measuring iron. And I went to this doctor and got blood work done. And I end up walking away from this doctor. And she says, you know, she's holding my lab work. She's holding my lab work. She goes, you know, I don't see anything here. You know, you seem fine. I don't think it's your iron. And she said, you know, you can take these lab results. They're yours to take. I'm like, okay, well, you know, kind of disappointed. I'm, you know, having symptoms here, a little crampy in the legs, a little lightheaded. And, you know, that I wish it had shown something. But, okay, I've got a bunch of shit wrong with me. So, you know, add those symptoms to the pile. Let's hope they clear up. Glance down at the lab sheet. Iron saturation, Fe sat, low. It's got the metric right next to it. It's got the number. It's marked low. Iron Fe saturation. Iron saturation. Low. It's literally on the page. It's a two-columned page. This is not complicated. I came in suspecting my iron levels. I specifically stated that. Let's do a CBC plus an iron panel because I think, you know, this may be iron related. I think it may be dietarily related. So let's at least roll that out first. This doctor, not physician's assistant, not medical trainee, not a medical assistant, not, you know, not a nursing assistant, a doctor looked at these labs, looked at me, and said, I don't see anything wrong. Bitch, you went to school for 8 years. I didn't go to medical school. I can at a glance tell you my iron sats are low because it's right here on the fucking page. Now, you may say, well, maybe it's not in a range that she felt in her expertise. I started taking high-dose iron for a few days just to bump the levels up, which you should not do. Never take iron without a doctoral consultation. If you don't know that your levels are low and you take any amount of extra iron, it can fuck with your liver. It can fuck you up. So there's the warning. But I have the lab sheet that shows my iron saturation levels are low. Okay, so fine. Let's just take a couple of doses, you know, morning and night of high absorption iron. Thorn Therazorb, if you want to know the brand. It's a good iron supplement. Clears up in a couple of days. Of course it does, because my iron levels were low. Because it's right there on the fucking sheet, and I'm exhibiting all the symptoms of low iron levels. This is one of many experiences. I've had you want a decent neurologist? Don't fucking come to Las Vegas. We have some of the world's worst neurologists. And this isn't just me. I have anybody I encounter that has any experience with neurologists in this valley has the exact same thing to say about them. They are garbage. They are hot garbage. They're a flaming pile of hot garbage. So I've had a neurologist look me in the face and tell me that, well, even if your neuropathy is being caused by your autoimmune system, it's not worth my time to argue with your insurance company. What? You just said that to my face. I mean, you think that's like the quiet thought. You keep that to yourself. I had another neurologist who refused to do a skin punch biopsy on me. That's sort of how you measure nerve damage. He refused to do it. Absolutely refused to do it. He leaves the room and his medical assistant turns and looks at him and she goes, the reason he refuses to do punch biopsies is because we don't do them in-house, so he can't make any money from them. So he just refuses to order them. What? Are you shitting me? Yeah. Yeah, that's... Okay. Got it. All right. Cool. I came in with my iPad. Booked another appointment. Came in with my iPad, and of course they pawned me off on a physician's assistant, and I laid into her with just research. I've got case studies. I've got all sorts of actual, you know, results that I can point to and be like, look, this is what I think it is. She just looks at me and she goes, okay, I'll be right back. They moved me to another room and made me wait there. And then inevitably the shithead doctor who can't make money off of a skin punch biopsy. What? Just do them. Do them. He doesn't have the expertise. He's a terrible doctor. He sits down. He's like, well, what's it, you know, and I just start laying into him. I just lay it out. I'm like this, and this. He just looks at me, goes, okay, so you're outside my expertise, and I'm just going to have to refer you. Exactly. Yes, that's what I wanted. I wanted you to admit that you do not have the expertise to handle my particular case and just get rid of me. I'm cool with that. And so that's how I got rid of this fucking guy who's literally greedy enough not to order necessary testing because he can't make any money from it. These are, by the way, that guy's a hack. A lot of people know it. The guy who told me that it wasn't worth his time to argue with my insurance company, that guy is well respected. And, well, I'd like to change that verbiage. He's not well respected, but he's well connected and has a very established practice in this town. As for his respect, well, we'll see. After I tell every other neurologist I ever come in contact with about what he said to me. And I do. I name check these guys to other doctors so they know. I'm done not, you know, being polite or whatever that is. People, the most damage you can do to a doctor is make sure his peers know he's terrible. That's, you know, one patient complains, fine, patients are fucking whiny. A dozen patients complain, okay, so maybe I should think twice before sending anybody over to whomever. It's ridiculous. I'm slowly wasting away. Things get worse by the day, every other day, and I have been bounced around. I've spent over 15 months literally being referred and waiting for appointments to neurologists in this town. You wait a month to 2 months for your fucking appointment. And then, of course, they look at you and go, well, I can't help you. You need to blah, blah, blah. Or, oh, yeah, let's order these tests. I've already done these tests. Well, what about these? Yes, I've done those as well. Well, hang on. Why don't I tell you what needs to be ordered here? Oh, well, I can't order those. Why not? Well, X, Y, and Z. There's always fucking reasons. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. My mom's office, they know. They know about the neurology situation in this valley to the point where one of their staff actually had a neurological emergency, and every nurse, every executive, everybody in that company insisted you go to UCLA. Get the fuck out of Las Vegas. The neurologists here will kill you. You have an emergency. Be driven as fast as you can, or life flight out, because the neurologists in Las Vegas will end up killing you. I've spoken to a woman who... She was T-boned? I believe she was T-boned, and she had massive neurological trauma, and the neurologists in this town they were not much help. Let's just put it that way. Spoken to a woman who's, you know, had a stroke in her 50s, and she's doing well now, but it's to her own credit. It's to the work she put in and the work she put in finding doctors that could help her. And none of those doctors were in Las Vegas. When I mentioned, I'm like, trying to find a fucking neurologist in this town. She's like, oh, I know. She's like, they were of no help. Las Vegas has some of the worst health care in this nation. Seriously. You'd think otherwise, but no. We've got I don't know what this is about. We have some of the world's best podiatrists. If you need a foot doctor, come to Las Vegas. I can give you recommendations on that. We've got some badasses. But if you've got something wrong with your heart, you got something wrong with your neurological system, you got something wrong with your, you know, pulmonary, you got cardiac, you got neurological, don't come here. We'll kill you. Our doctors are horrific. And our regional insurance companies are even worse. And I presume that our insurance companies are no better or no worse than everywhere else is. We're all getting fucked like this. But at least some places, you know, Mayo, Cedars-Sinai, there's a few of them that have actual expertise and integrity and an ethical drive to what they do. Yeah, no, it's about money in Vegas. It is about the dollar bill, y'all. And it is just insane. Every day, it needs to end. If Bernie Sanders is the way forward for this, then fine. Let's put Bernie in. Cool. I'm down with it. Whatever. I mean, you know, admittedly, I suppose I am a Chomsky-esque anarchist that I understand. I'm a realist. Like, I can't snap my fingers tomorrow and make it all go away and make it perfect or better or different or whatever. We have to piecemeal this. I understand that. But whatever it takes, we have to fix healthcare in this country. If we fix healthcare in this country, we can start rising up and fighting back. If the healthcare isn't attached to your job, if it's automatic, single payer, everybody's covered, no exceptions, no exemptions, that's an element of control that they don't have over us anymore. It's terrible. It's terrible being an American. It truly is. If you're awake and paying attention, holy shit, this country sucks. This country sucks. This is the dark ages, folks. We're still having arguments over women's bodily rights, and whether it be abortion or contraception or sex ed, I don't care. It's all bullshit. What is this backwards ass puritanical nonsense? People have to suffer to blah, blah, blah. I'm done with it. I don't mince words anymore concerning these topics. It's as simple as, no, that's wrong. Fuck you. No, fuck you. That's if you think that we should not, if life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness doesn't cover health care, if you don't think it can't be categorized in that, then I don't care about you. I don't give a shit. Fuck off. Go back to the hills or wherever the fuck you came from and just shut the fuck up while the adults in the room sort this shit out. Because this is ridiculous. Wouldn't that be Christ-like to be concerned with these sorts of, oh, my fellow Americans, my fellow human beings? Because last time I checked, God made humans, not Americans, despite what some of these morons think. My fellow human beings are sick and suffering. Huh, maybe we should take care of that. If only there was some methodology for doing that. If only 33 out of the 34 developed nations could figure something out. Oh, wait, they did. Who's that one? Who's that one out of the, did you see the 33 out of, who's, oh, it's us. It's us. It's only us. The richest nation on the planet, in the history of the planet. The more resources and more systems at our disposal than anybody ever. The cruelty is the point, folks. The cruelty is the point. Capitalism needs to fall, or at least be completely turned on its head. That's the problem, is capitalism. It drives greed. It taps into human traits such as pride and greed, and it just rides them all the way to the achy, breaky bank. That's all I have to say on that. That's my rant over for American healthcare. I'm just looking at my sticker I got from a fellow Redditor. She posted it to the Chronic Pain subreddit, and it's a happy little rainbow sticker, and it says, "I feel like garbage." And she posted it, and people were like, "Wait, are those for sale?" She's like, "Well, I suppose." And she threw them up on an Etsy store really quickly, and I got the last two. I gave one to my mom. She's also in chronic pain for an entirely different reason, and she appreciated it. But before I wrapped this up, I wanted to mention, you know, this day in history sort of thing. Well, technically yesterday. Well, technically not even yesterday. They held on to the news for a couple of days from what I understand. But Neil Peart, the drummer for Rush, is dead. He died, age 67, which, I mean, it wouldn't have mattered what age. Neil Peart was a fucking badass. He was a machine. If you don't like Rush, I can't really help you on that one. But if you don't know Rush, if you're not aware of Rush, you need to listen to Rush, because Neil was a philosopher poet. He wrote their lyrics. But more than that, he's one of the best. I mean, you can argue this. You can argue that he was the best drummer ever. It's an arguable point. He is certainly one of the best drummers of all time. The man was amazing. And the lyrics he wrote, some of those songs were fucking deep. I mean, he knew how to write a pop rock song. He also knew how to write operatic, philosophical, science fiction. I mean, the man was astounding. So, we lost a true artist. With that, God, I hope you're as well as you can be. As always, you can find my stuff at kaisthings.com, kaisthings.com. My name's Kai, and this has been the Proudly Radical Podcast.